1-800-715-3475.
I'll admit that there are some reality shows that I watch. I do. And because they're good, but then because they're cheap to produce and they're running out of ideas, they're just giving reality shows to anybody and everybody. Swamp loggers, ice road truckers, there's like barbershop. Oh, Sarah Palin's beauty shop that did her little beehive. Apparently that is enough to get them their own reality show. So I thought, you know what? Why not me? Why don't I get a reality show? I've even got a name and a theme song. Oh! Radio. Actually, what would make it great is that it's not very glitzy or glamorous, but you know what? It's a whole lot of fun. Cindy Collins, Oldies 103.3.
Get the artist and title of the last oldies you heard on KLOU St. Louis anytime at KLOU.com.
In this summer weather, forecast brought to you by 1-800-GRANNY-8. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow's high only up to about 80 with partly sunny skies. Right now we're at 93.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road.
Rolling Stones, Oldies 103.3, Cindy Collins hanging out. You know, I'm always asking you to friend me on Facebook, and maybe it's hard to remember Cindy on KLOU. It's all one word in the search bar. But now you can go to my blog, and if you look down the left side of my blog, you can find links to email me or to hit my Facebook page. So check it out when you get a chance.
These eyes.
Oldies are back in St. Louis. KLOU is now Oldies 103.3.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
That's Grand Funk Railroad, and I'm Cindy Collins. This is Oldies 103.3. Okay, everybody knows what a midlife crisis is, right? It's that point when you feel like life is half over, and what have I done? What have I accomplished? What haven't I done? Well, now apparently it's become more common to have a quarter life crisis. I need your thoughts on this. A crisis at 25? 314-533-1033. Give me a shout.
You've heard the news. The Fed is keeping rates at historically low levels. Find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Imports.
Another long set of 60s and 70s hits starts in seconds from the Casino Queen Studios at Oldies 103.3.
Cindy Collins, Oldies 103.3. Wow, have I been swamped with phone calls. This is amazing. Talking about the quarter-life crisis. Now, most people think of a midlife crisis. And quite frankly, when I first read about this, I thought, what do you have to be worried about at 25? I mean, 25, that was probably one of the best years of my life. But then I started getting phone calls.
Hi, I'm just calling about the quarter-life crisis. Thing.
Yes, are you having one?
I've had it, yeah, for some time. I think it's just because, nowadays, everyone has to be so young, like 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds are, like, the hottest thing out there. And I know after I turned, 19, I felt like I was already past my prime.
Well, you know, at first, whenever I heard you say that, I thought that was kind of ludicrous. And then, you know, I started to think, maybe they could be. I mean, look at the people who are 25 years old now, probably graduated from college 3 years ago, and look at the state of our economy.
I don't know. I think my personal opinion is a lot more people are feeling bad about themselves nowadays because they aren't getting into what they feel is a career that they can spend the rest of their lives doing. with how the economy is, how hard it is to hold a job and get a good quality job. I think that's a very big part of it.
You know what? Those are really great points. And honestly, I hadn't thought about it. One of the things that they bring up in the study is that this generation of kids, and I'm a parent of one of these kids, were brought up with parents who tried to give them so much positive reinforcement and good self-esteem that they felt like they were special and unique, and then they get in the real world and they get beaten down and they can't handle it. We're going to continue this conversation in about an hour, so keep the calls coming.